This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory at this Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. NBA playoffs last night. The Pacers take a 3-1 series lead. They blew out the Cavaliers 129-109. Not sure how this is supposed to make me feel. I mean, team's down 3-1, and they drop kick the Heat by a record margin. You know, hey, Max Strus, whatever happened to you eating your breakfast? Tell me what happened, dude.
Yeah.
You got full? I thought nothing personal, just taking care of business. This is what happens when you become an arrogant blowhard with long hair like Max Strus.
Wow.
To say things like, nothing personal about it, it's just business, with a breakfast plate emoji. Well, I guess you're too stuffed now, dude. I don't know. What are you, intermittent fasting here with the Pacers series? Because where are the Cavaliers? Which, by the way, I know exactly where they are. Screwed, because Donovan Mitchell's now hurt.
Huh.
Look at that. You know what? He's never made it out. Has he ever made it out of the first round?
Second round. Yeah, he's never made it out of the second round. He's made it out of the first round.
Never made it out of the second round.
Yeah, he's never made it out of the second round. He is about to have a tough exit to the Indiana
Pacers.
I'm going
to tell you what. In fairness to Indiana, in the last 2 years, have we just considered them, like everybody's saying, it's just such a huge upset? But have we been kind of underestimate Indiana?
A little bit, I think. I mean, they made the Eastern Conference Finals last year.
Yeah, but still, nobody, like, nobody's ever, until they get up 3-1, now everybody want to give them credit. But before then.
Yeah, I mean, they beat a pretty banged up Bucks team to get to this point. They were, I mean, Do you feel like you underestimated the Pacers? I don't, you know.
I'm including myself.
Okay.
I said everybody. I didn't say you guys. I meant everybody. Like, have we underestimated the Pacers sitting here they had three guys score 60 points and it wasn't even a star.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah.
I think the surprise, they're a good team. I think the surprise of it is, like, Cleveland, great regular season, overwhelmingly look good against a Miami team that, yes, was a 10 seed, but it's still, they broke a record in a sweep.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, so again, as you were walking in, I was saying, like, I don't know what to even make of that, to not only say that you lost by a record margin, but now you've lost to a record margin team that may get gentlemen swept out of the first round. So,
I mean, it's just an indication of where you are.
Yeah, which is probably even further. It's one thing to lose, because I think the Heat have lost to, like, the eventual champions, like, the last 5 years or something like that.
Right.
Probably going all the way back, I think, Lakers, they lost in the championship. They lost to the Bucks, who won the championship. Right. They lost to the Celtics, or at least been in the finals, right? Been in the finals.
Celtics.
They lost to Denver, and then they lost to the Celtics. So 4 out of the last 5 years?
Yeah.
Yep.
So this would have been the first year where they just lose to a team, but that team looked championship good, and they are getting humbled.
Yeah. Right.
Humbled. They're a good team, though. Like, look, if you look at Indiana top to bottom, like, there's not necessarily a weakness. It's just, like, I don't think anybody would take the guy that they have. If you went, like, we know how we go guy for guy, and I think if you did that with the Pacers and the Cavaliers, I don't think you're coming away with the Pacers guy very much. Maybe outside of, like, it depends where you want to go, Siakam and Allen, but you'd probably go Allen Turner. Yeah, I think a lot of people take Jared Allen. Mobley, Pascal Siakam, I think most people would take Mobley right now.
Right.
You know, go.
What about Halliburton Spider? Like,
I think most people would take Spider. But this is kind of going back to the thing with Halliburton, where he's being called the most overrated player in the league. I know he didn't have a good game yesterday.
While destroying everybody.
But yeah, he's about to make his second conference finals. So I gotta tell you, he's been impressive. Tonight, game four, we got Celtics, Knicks. Celtics beat the holy hell out of the Knicks to make it a 2-1 series. New York still on top. And then, of course, tonight, the Wolves, they could put a real hurting on the Golden State Warriors. Jimmy Buckets had 33 Ooh. Points in his game three performance, but did not score in the last 8 minutes. And so they could be in a real bad spot because I think they said Steph, maybe game five, but most likely game six, if possible.
Good luck, Wardell. Not everybody can bounce back like old Froggy.
If he come back and play, he going to look like who's the point guard for when they played the Lakers for Detroit? Isaiah Thomas. Limped out there. Pansy. That's how he's going to look. And he runs a lot more than that. Like, he's not going to be able to be Steph. That's a problem. That's going to almost make it worse. So, I don't know what everybody else think a hamstring pull is. But for a guy who does most of his damage running around.
I mean, like, when did he get hurt? He got hurt last...
Game one.
So game one was what? That was last Wednesday?
Yeah.
So you give him a week and a half to come back from this, basically.
A week and a half to come back from a hamstring. Like, okay. Good luck.
I could do it. Soft tissue, hard tissue.
Dude, it's people like you that...
Get this man a tissue.
Guys can return and give you something when there's no chance. See, everybody put this on and say, oh, we're going to reevaluate him in a week.
Yeah.
You realize he's not doing anything.
If they're going to win, they're going to need another big Jimmy Butler game, and they're going to need Pajemski not to be a bum.
What about this bum, Buddy Hield?
They're going to need Buddy Hield to be better.
Sick of this guy.
Although he was pretty good.
I think even with that, you don't have enough points.
I mean, they were close. They were winning most of that game.
You know who's had a sneaky good series?
Hmm?
Julius Randle.
No, he's been great.
Really, yeah.
I forgot he existed.
He was great.
Well, because he was hurt for most of the year.
Did you see that dunk Ant-Man had, though?
Oh, my God. Damn, he's good.
So good.
I saw him mic'd up with Gary Payton. He's like, are you guys trying to push this to six to get Wardell back? And I forgot that was Steph's first name.
Jimmy, 33 points, 12 of 26, 2 of 4 from downtown. He's going to need to shoot more threes. 7 of 9 from the free throw line. Which is good, but I'll tell
that
you
ain't
what,
enough.
The big croissant was a big problem for him late.
Hey.
That can't be that.
That can't That's his be. Name, dude.
The big croissant.
Hey, but then, like now I feel bad for Draymond because they get him with the ticky-tack stuff, but why does he have to shoot and do the flamingo when he shoots? Like, dude, that's not a shooting motion.
Draymond Green, 2 points, 2 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals. He fouled out in 29 minutes.
Oh, man, that sounds like the old dunk stat line.
That's a single right there.
Jeez.
A quadruple single. say the big croissant sounds like Tobin's breakfast order.
Love a croissant.
No.
What?
What's not to love about a croissant?
First of all,
too messy for you.
That
what? Just that I'm saying croissant.
No, if I had a breakfast sandwich, I would go with English muffin.
Ugh, gross.
Love English.
I mean, I don't dislike an English muffin.
Yeah, and if you say English muffin, then I'd probably lean towards Eggs Benedict.
Tonight in the NHL playoffs, we have the Carolina Hurricanes taking on the Washington Capitals at 7 o'clock. Carolina's up 2-1 in that series. 2-1, filthy. And the Oilers take on the Golden Knights. Edmonton's up 2-1 in that series, 9:30.
Didn't Sexy Sauce said the old love English muffins.
I agree.
What are you talking about?
Oh, that's
I think the
sure.
old, that's definitely, for yeah, sure. that's fair.
It's English.
You know why? Because I like with it just jam. A little, like the crunchy. Oh, little, that's delicious.
Like with a little bit of marmalade.
Oh, the old love marmalade.
Old love.
I don't even like the word.
I thought you were talking about the song.
Take a break. More to come here on the show. If you guys want to go see Lee Bryce, country music artist Lee Bryce is coming to War Memorial Auditorium in Fort Lauderdale in September. And we got tickets for you right now. Caller number 7 to 305-567-0560. Caller 7 to 305-567-0560 will win tickets to see Lee Bryce. It's a Live Nation show at War Memorial Auditorium in Fort Lauderdale in September. If you want to see Lee Bryce, caller 7 to 305-567-0560 will win the tickets. Back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Hope everybody had a fantastic weekend out there. So we got a new welterweight champion, Jack Della Maddalena. Beat the holy hell out of Bilal Muhammad. Great fight, great fight.
Oh, okay.
But he turned his face into mincemeat.
Did he?
Oh, my
Wasn't,
God.
Wasn't Bilal Muhammad one of the champions that people kind of questioned, or was he one of the boring ones?
I'd go more boring than question. Okay. I don't think people really enjoy watching Bilal Muhammad, which I didn't really get. I thought he was more entertaining than given credit for.
Ah, okay.
I didn't think that he was that boring. It's just a lot of people don't like him, though. Even Volkanovski came out this weekend. Like, I don't like him. They're like, what? You don't like him? You like everybody. You're Alexander Volkanovski.
Nice
Maybe
guy.
He was just rooting Australia. Australia versus, you know, yeah, Australia.
True.
Even though I would say Jack Della Maddalena does not exactly have the personality of a Volkanovski.
Hmm.
But.
What do you think of the card?
He got them hands. Pretty good card. Our boy Mike Mallett won.
Ooh,
he knocked that dude out. That was brutal.
Someone left on a stretcher?
Yeah, I was still calling boxing when that was happening. I saw that on Twitter.
That's scary. I know he's been released since, but that's scary.
Yeah, that is scary.
Saw it once.
We did see that once.
A fight broke out because Mama got mad that her baby got knocked the bleep out.
Yeah, they had to. I don't know if we saw him on a stretcher. Did we see him on a stretcher? We definitely saw him get oxygen.
Oh, gosh.
I saw a guy get hit in the ribs so hard this week, though. He was down for like a good 2 minutes.
Oh, no.
He was like, he was not getting up.
Body shots.
He was not getting up. He got hit right in the and we were like even because I was talking to with Chris Algieri and Paul Nunez, they were like, man, he's even down for a liver shot. He's down long. So we were wondering, like, did he break his ribs? I don't think he saw. I think he just took a liver shot and he was out.
Yikes.
And they like brought him the stool and he goes, not yet.
No,
not yet.
I'm stay down here.
Stay down here for a little bit.
That sucks.
I'm gonna stay down. Oof. So yeah.
Hunter said he had a dent in his head.
Oh, man.
Action-packed weekend for you.
Hmm?
Orlando, then Mother's Day.
Yep.
Fight this weekend. Godfather.
Yeah.
That's impressive. Still made it here, huh?
It wasn't the Godfather wasn't that action-packed.
Oh, it was action-packed.
It was action-packed?
Yes, because we played round 2 of Guess That Animal.
What?
Yeah, it was so good. It was so good.
Who ended up winning? Was it me?
No.
No, Leroy
won. I finally won.
No, Leroy's on a streak.
Leroy's pretty good.
Won.
He's won with the animal.
Dude, I'm telling you, it's so hard.
Yeah, I don't know. It definitely was a less dramatic answer from Pat Riley this year. I got him to say the hell with him to the critics.
That was good. That was definitely good because...
old love and saying to hell with him.
You could have blown up the team, but you.
I didn't blow up the team.
I felt like you were talking specifically about Kendall.
The
Perkins.
Chat online.
Oh my goodness! It was crazy.
Was going in.
Well, I take exception.
And everyone was seeking you out, by the way.
I don't understand what people were seeking out though, because I am not a hard hitting question guy. Sometimes I just bring things up that will make people.
I
say
love
things.
How you
or
can
sometimes
say
you're sometimes you're a rat.
I'm not a rat. Right. I'm not a rat nor a provocateur.
No, of course not.
Pat Jimmy Butler has said. Jimmy Butler.
Stop saying that. It's an objectively good impression, but I don't like it.
That's good.
No, you'd be like, no, this is how he does it.
Oh, no. Oh, great.
Compose yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, Pat. Talk to Jimmy Butler. And Jimmy Butler said if he had played, that outcome would have been different.
Okay, I didn't talk to him. He said that.
When he said that. And I was wondering, you know, what are your feelings on that? And do you think you're that close to beating somebody like Boston?
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
First of all, you can't start off a question by being a snitch.
I'm just bringing up the topic.
Snitch!
I'm not a snitch, dude. This was a little, this wasn't, and then this wasn't snitchy. This was just asking a question about the current state of affairs.
The time between the rumors and Pat putting out the statement, any conversation between you and Pat or Aiden and Pat about where things stand and what are you feeling on it?
Good. Let me tell you what he thinks.
Next.
Let me tell you what he did. Let me tell you. Just put the look up there, Marcus. Marcos.
Marcus? Sorry, wait, Marcus. I got you. Marcos. I got you. I have the look. Okay. I have the look.
You ready?
Yes.
You know what you did, Tobin.
What did I do?
That's how he looking at you. You know what you did.
That's how the whole team be looking at you, boy.
Look.
That's not fair. The team does not look at me like that.
I would love to.
Really? Don't look at me like that. I don't know why you guys think I have this like I'm a rabble rouser over there. I'm not.
You got snitch like behavior.
I don't have snitch behavior.
I'm gonna make my life's work to get.
Did you not report back to Pat with what?
To what?
Did you not report to Pat what Jimmy said?
He already knew.
And why'd you have to bring it up? Why'd you have to say that? Jimmy said.
Just what's the difference? Why can't I ask him about that? What's the problem?
Well,
because now Jimmy's a warrior.
It may lead to the eventual collapse of the franchise.
You guys didn't want to pay him anyway. You're welcome.
It was 30, and the team was 37 and what, 45?
That's Andrew Wiggins' fault.
Really?
Now we're out of the lottery. Great.
5 games below .500, and you can't 37-42. Yeah, 5 games below .500 and no lottery pick.
You're 5 games below .500 against the, away from the microphone.
Jeez.
That's a way to put it on me. I'll take the heat. But it don't take away from what you did. You're like Dormammu the bad guy in what's the movie with the dude with the cape?
Doctor Strange.
By the way,
dude with the cape.
No, the guy at the end when he goes up in the world, Dormammu.
Yeah, Dormammu.
What's his name? Mm. Right, that's who you like. An ender of worlds.
I'm not an ender of worlds.
Okay. Let me tell you, where are the Heat right now?
At the end.
Let's get Giannis, baby.
You mentioned a little bit about the narratives that have been out there. One of them was a lot of former players talking heads on television saying that the Heat way doesn't necessarily work anymore, that today's player doesn't want that. What have you thought about some of those things thrown out there, and do you think that it still relates to today's player?
It doesn't relate to me or us. It's a narrative put out there on the part of other people that don't know what it's like inside here. You know, working behind the scenes, there's two ways to do it. You can work behind the scenes and put in the time, and you can work behind the scenes and put in the work. There's two different things in there. And so our culture has been the way it has been since I got here. And at least that's how I look at it. Has it been adjusted in some way, shape, or form? Yes. And you have to for this generational player and for the leg. But no, I'm proud of the culture. I'm proud of the environment that we have created over the years for everybody here inside who really know it, and for the people outside who don't really know it but want to comment on it because it's fashionable to comment on it and criticize it, to hell with them. We got a great culture. It hasn't been crushed, and just because there was some issues this year that were not culture oriented, they were player oriented. You know, I'm talking about the Butler situation, whatever you want. Our culture is the same, and it's a work culture. I believe in that statement. I know you're going to throw up if I say it. Hardest working, best conditioned, most professional, unselfish, toughest, nastiest, disliked team in the league. About four of those things we weren't this year. And we have to adjust those. I'll never change my thoughts on that.
Hey, Dave South said it perfectly.
Hmm?
Tobin telling Pat what other people said again. You can't stop. You can't stop. You follow
now
it up.
What do you want, dude?
We just got in an argument about you reporting back to Pat what Jimmy said. You go, no, that's not how it went. And you follow it up playing a question where you do the same thing the next year.
It's been the no.
With your shaky Billie Eilish voice.
Hold on. Yeah. Hold on. There's nothing shaky about it. All right. Yeah, second of all, Kendrick Perkins then got on television mere a half hour later saying, shut up, old man. Get out of here. Nobody wants to play those ways. It's literally what everybody has been saying since thinking, I don't think Pat's ways work anymore. Get out of here, old man. It wasn't
any of them in this organization?
No, but that's the point. Is that's what the message is? There's nobody out there in this organization on television right now.
UD.
Yeah, but like UD's... You know, everybody knows what he's doing. Like, he's in, he's out, now he's with Amazon. I can't keep up with UD on television.
Hey, here's what everybody said you're doing.
I'm not poking the bear.
Were you always the one telling the parents what the kids were doing?
I'm not poking the bear, and I'm not an instigator.
Yep.
Is that what you're doing?
Now that I think about it.
Look at Jimmy.
I think I got to be more careful around you when I talk about the business.
Yeah, watch out for this.
Talk about what? The company.
Watch out for this guy.
Yeah,
I'm not a snitch.
Oh, the Heat would say otherwise.
He liked that answer. He's like, great, I get to tell somebody to go to hell. The old love telling people to go to hell.
It's true.
Hmm. Oh, so you're saying you were a facilitator in something that he already wanted to say?
I don't know. I think both of those times, I think it opened the door for him to say something he wanted to say. I don't think I didn't have any input on it.
As you look at it as you were basically obligated to point him in the right direction to say the things he
wasn't obligated by anything. He says what he wants to say. I just was curious about his reaction about it.
Well, we'll see. Because next year... I mean, do you understand, as years go by, people are going to start looking at you and going back to the origins of when all these situations occurred, and it's going to come back to you.
Hmm. Well, if they didn't want to pay Jimmy Butler, it seems like I just sped up what was inevitable. But Pat Riley said he had no regrets, so I think I'm off the hook.
No, but you
there.
Speeded up what portion of it? Because the Heat were consistent with what they were going to do with Jimmy. It sped up Jimmy's.
I guess if you claim that he was angry, so angry that he could never play for Pat Riley again.
Yeah.
Then I did. But I don't feel that way. I feel like I'm not responsible. Look, these are grown men.
Of course you would. Of course you wouldn't.
I'm not responsible for other people's words.
The Heat of ruining a franchise on their back. I get that. So you're going to deny. But you know deep down what happened.
I didn't do anything.
You didn't?
No.
You talked to Jimmy. Jimmy's no longer here.
He winked at me.
You talked to Pat. He had to write an apology or something, a response, because of all the heat they got from the question back then about the asterisk. Right? So, yeah.
Yeah, but I didn't ask about an asterisk. He brought up that word. That's his fault. He's responsible for his words.
Who asked the question?
Yeah, I did.
You know, because sometimes... Let me get this straight. Let me say something. We have fighters on the show all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They never come into it wanting to cuss. Right? They want to do the perfectly, you know, professional, keep it moving type interview. Why are you always missing the guy they can't stand the most? In all these fights, you're an instigator, you're a destroyer of worlds.
I don't like that.
And then when they cuss,
destroyer of worlds.
Very strong what you're saying.
Then when they cuss, you look at me and fist pump.
Yeah, it's fun.
See? You're doing it as a joke. Pat, he ruined the franchise, and he's smiling.
Does Pat Riley give you funny faces? Like, oh, it's this hooligan again.
I don't feel like he did give me a funny face.
Ooh. Jimmy did, though.
Jimmy's giving me funny faces.
Why? Because of your questions.
So let sometimes
he knows your trouble.
Solana didn't ask a question.
That's okay.
Oh, please. Like, it's hard to ask. He probably asked a question, but you couldn't hear it because he was on the other side.
He was very, very, he was dressed very nicely for the press conference. He looked professional.
Mm. I don't know what I'd ask Pat Riley, so I feel.
See how you do that, Jennifer? See how I did that?
What do you put in your hair?
Nope.
I can't lie. I look, the first time I was, when I did a Pat Riley interview, very nervous. When I was in his office.
Why? What?
It's just, dude, he comes out, he has a secret door.
Yeah.
Right? Like, he's like, you're sitting in the glass office, right? Lights are dimmed. Give me the music, Marcos.
Gotcha, right. Yeah.
The lights are dimmed. He just comes out of nowhere, and you're like, where did you come from?
Does that sound come out also out of nowhere?
And then I'm like, Pat, can I ask you a question? And he says, I'm gonna wake up where you're coming from. I gotta take a break. All Right On Now is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Play a little All Right. Oh, no. Close things out.
Oh, no.
My All Right goes to the Peaky Blinder himself. By order of the Peaky Blinders, Sam Bennett.
All right.
Big time goal. Big time move. After Toronto wanted to banish him from his own country. After you guys berated puppies, homeless puppies, Toronto, the lowest of low. Sam Bennett puts the Cats up 2-0, finishes off the Sergei Bobrovsky shutout. So Sam Bennett, dealing with all the noise.
All right.
He gets my all right. He gets my all right. My oh no? Pains me to do this, but Sandman, I'll take you getting taken yard by the best of the best. But White Sox, dude, I know we were going up against Pope Mojo. 2 out of 3 of the White Sox guys? Ugh. Peter Bendix, too. You can't take a compliment.
Well, no. You can't take
a compliment. I try and give you your props, and then all of a sudden, you poop the bed.
He ain't pitching.
Ridiculous. What do you got, Leroy?
For my all right, Curtis Verhaeghe.
All right.
Florida Panther.
No, I blame you guys because every time I hear his name now, I just hear that drop.
Why? Why not? It's not our words.
First Florida Panther to score 30 goals in the playoffs.
Verhaeghe. Wow. Just say it with your teeth.
Sorry. Goes to the Cleveland Cavs. Like, I mean, you're getting dumb
truck. Oh, no.
I gotta give an aside, all right, because he nailed this as it happened. And John Ramos just reminded me of this on Twitter. But Ty Jerome, these are his stats. Ty Jerome, these are his stats over the last three games for the Cavs. 3.7 points, 2.7 turnovers, 1 assist from Evan Sidery. 16% field goals. And Robbie said this as it was happening, and he nailed it. This is Bryn Forbes all over again. this guy killed the Heat.
Killed the Heat.
And he texts us. He goes, Bryn Forbes all over again. He nailed it. He said it. I'm like, wow. He's right.
Who's not even in the league now?
Ty Jerome flossed with the Miami Heat. And look at him now.
Are you? Whoa.
Oh, no.
Are you using that term correctly?
Yeah.
Oh, I got it. Okay.
Anyway, J-Fig, you're all right. You're all no.
Flossing the candy paint.
Well, my all right goes to, once again, another successful Whiskey Stars and Cigars.
Yeah, dude.
Feel like we haven't touched that topic enough today.
I feel like
we have in the past.
I feel like
no,
we have.
Not enough.
I think we did.
It was a really good event.
You weren't here.
2 hours
How
on
much
it.
Time do we got a pat on the back for the event? We did two segments on it.
I can't keep looking at this.
Not enough.
All right. Well, great job, Whiskey Stars and Cigars.
Hey.
You know why? Because her ass was getting drink tickets. You probably found one.
No wonder
you probably found one.
Oof. Wonder she liked the event. So
I didn't find one. My friend, however, did find like two or three of them.
Yeah, because I was like, damn, how much are they? Because I was done. By the way, tequila, kick rocks. Done.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
It was like, yeah, and no good. No bueno on the tequila. Mm.
Anyway, my oh no goes to a Maxwell Domi. You're nice, buddy.
Oh,
you're
Domi.
Nice. Trying to bulldoze our team. The untouched our good boy, Captain.
He's a good boy. He's a good boy for real. Ekblad? I don't know about him necessarily. But
Ekblad is a good boy.
Well,
and handsome.
Handsome, for sure. Handsome, for sure.
I would say you're fine, Marcos. Just give a little warning.
This is gross, though.
It's not that I can't handle it. I just didn't like it. Sorry. There's a lot of options out there.
You're talking about tequila. I thought you were talking about this piece.
Yeah. No, tequila. Talking about tequila.
Oh, God, this is so gross. I'm going to try to snip this picture. And in the meantime, I'm going to give my all right to Sergei Bobrovsky.
Reset.
Reset.
Refocus.
Refocus.
Focus.
People doubted him. You know, obviously he's been given a more.
It's so ridiculous to doubt this guy. Two Stanley Cup runs, you guys are still doubting him? Two runs.
Yeah.
And you guys are like, he's kind of old all of a sudden. Hey, maybe his defense cannot leave him out to dry every friggin' game.
Yeah.
Just a thought. Because let's be real about it. Were the Panthers playing like the Panthers? No.
No.
Okay, there was
mentioned that.
There was a couple. I didn't realize he's the only guy with two shutouts. Guess what? They don't do it every game.
Oof.
Give a champion and a legend the respect he deserves. This is not some guy who's, you guys sit out here, you're crying about, oh, Jimmy, he's not here. This is a champion.
Oh.
Give him the respect he deserves.
Yeah.
Hoisted Lord Stanley.
Yeah.
You know he's going to send this to Bob, right?
He's focused. He is focused. My oh no. I'm trying to get this photo up here, but unfortunately it's not cooperating appropriately. Yeah, which is probably for the best.
You know what? Probably for the best. Just send people to the internet.
Bilal Muhammad. Unfortunately, not only did he lose. Ugh, this is so gross. You can look this up anywhere. You can catch it. Just Google anything. Dana White has posted the photos. Bilal Muhammad broke his nose. Cracked his orbital bone, and from this disgusting picture here, split his lip.
A la Robbie Lawler.
Ugh.
So, Robbie won his fight.
Oh, this is gross. The aftermath of this fight right now simply can only be described.
It was a brutal fight.
It looks brutal.
It was a brutal fight.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
It was a brutal fight. All right. That is all right. And oh, no. Hey, I want to let you guys know I've been handed an important. An urgent message from Galen.
Oh.
The Panthers will host their official Game 5 watch party at the Baptist Health Iceplex. Fans can register to ice skate, enjoy giveaways, food, drinks, and mascot appearances while watching the game on screens around the facility. For more info, that can be found at baptisthealthiceplex.com. But if you guys want to watch,
we had a mascot.
Did Bernie show up?
Yeah.
I think I missed Bernie.
I think so.
Bernie and the dancers were there?
For like 30
yes.
minutes.
Yeah. That's cool.
I believe they were there.
That's nice of them.
They were there for a whole hour. Don't listen to Fig.
The Panthers official Game 5 watch party this Wednesday at Baptist Health Iceplex. Go register. It is free, but you have to register. I think it's free. It says it's free.
Yeah.
Go register, but if you want more info on it, baptisthealthiceplex.com. And you guys can ice skate, enjoy giveaways, food, drinks, and mascot appearances. Our favorite mascot, Frog Boy.
Yeah.
His foot barely works.
No, I'm mobile, dude.
You have gotten more hurt as the show went on because you tried to sprint back here for a segment.
I don't know why you made me run.
I didn't make you do anything. You just shouldn't have been late.
Yeah, but it's impressive.
I tried to tell him.
You guys will see.
I tried to tell him when 5 years from now, when he dragging that foot.
What happens when you cut off a lizard's tail?
Yeah, damaged the nerve. It didn't heal.
When you cut off a lizard's tail,
yeah,
it regenerates.
You get it now.
But yours has literally not changed. It's only gotten puffier.
You get it now.
You're also not a lizard. You're a frog.
You get it.
Well, you can't just keep saying that and that's the answer.
You get it now.
We'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye.
Jada, damn you. You're barking down the wrong tree.
What did I tell you about Aaron Ekblad?
He's a good boy!
He's a good boy! He's a good boy, Jennifer!
Volcano!
I'm sorry, Ribbit? That's what I say every night.
So late you have to pick up and you're laughing in my face!
Ribbit?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.